This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Thursday, December 17th, 2009. I had a busy day today. I was going to the dentist and the doctor today for a checkup on my recent medical stuff and to fix a crown on one of my teeth. I got up early because my dentist was at, well, I took the day off. I usually get up early, but for having a day off, I did not get up early. I got up, I guess, around 7:30, which is probably later than, yeah, it is definitely later than I would normally be. Anyway, I had a dentist appointment about 9:20. Got to the dentist, and they took me in right away. There was, like, no waiting. And my dentist shot me full of Novocaine and got me on that nitrous oxide, which I love. And I was off in La La Land, which really keeps me from feeling any kind of pain. And he did what he needed to do, and they brought me out of the gas, and I looked at my watch, and I was like, holy crap, it's like an hour and 20 minutes later. I was like, I didn't even notice the time at all. It was weird. But the only problem is that the impression that they took the first time when I went, I don't know, last Wednesday, whenever it was, I had to go to the dentist. When was it? No, it wasn't the 8th. It was on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. When they took that impression, the lady who was doing the impression pushed too hard on one side when she was pushing it in, and it was too big on one side, so the damn thing did not fit today when they tried to put the final crown in. So I have to go back yet again for one more dental appointment. January 7th. So I have to go back to the dentist. Yes, one more time. But the dentist promised me that would be it. That would be done on that date. And then I don't have to go back until March 10th. That was Coke. Because I heard on Big Fatty's show today, he had a caller. I can't think of who it was. Called in and said that she would like to know what Big Fatty's burps taste like. So I think I'll do the same. Anyway, so I went to the dentist, and that was all done, you know, within like an hour went by really fast, and I didn't even notice it because I was under the gas, and I love that gas. But anyway, left the dentist, went to the grocery store on the way home because I needed some groceries, and then when I got home, I started to clean my house, but I only had a couple hours before I had to go to my doctor's appointment, so I only did a couple things, like I did a load of laundry, and started to clean my house. Well, I kind of got into a crazy cleaning thing, because I was in my computer room, the den, whatever, and all I wanted to do was, I just wanted to move this bulletin board that I have. It's a little bulletin board, it's like 2 feet by, I don't know, foot and a half. My brother made it. I wanted to move it over, like about, I don't know, 2 feet, because it was. I didn't like where it was sitting on the wall. So, to do that though, I thought, oh, you know what? I should probably move the desk. So I pulled my desk out completely, and was able to take the bulletin board down. And then I was thinking to myself, you know what? Now that I have this desk down, I mean this desk out, why don't we move it around? I don't know if you've seen pictures or videos of where my computer room is, but I had my desk, it was like coming out from the wall and faced towards the TV with a little side piece that went against the wall. I don't know if you've seen that. Go back and look at videos or whatever of where I've, or pictures where I have the desk like that. Well, I changed it and I moved the desk so that it is flush up against the wall. And the little piece that sticks out on the side is now comes out from underneath the desk as a little, I don't even know what you would call it. But anyway, what that does, that allows me to put my iMac literally right in front of me if you're sitting right at the computer. Because before I had it angled off to the side. Well, this now is right in front of me. And then I moved other things around and completely cleaned this room really, really good. Dusting and doing all kinds of cleaning stuff. So I'm very pleased. And I'm noticing, I was noticing this afternoon when I was cleaning it, that, oh my gosh, I need to paint this room. This room has not been painted since I moved in here 11 years ago. And it is time to be painted. So I don't know, that's what might be a job I do this summer, is to paint this room. I don't know, we'll see. But anyway, so now I have a complete new arrangement of my desk and computer. And I don't know why I did it. I just kind of got like a weird hair, you know, weird hair up my ass. Or whatever you say that saying. But I can still see the TV and the computer at the same time. So, you know, that's always the important thing. And I can just fine. So, anyway, I got most of that done when it was time for me to get moving to go to the doctor. So I quickly straightened myself up and went to the doctor. And again, I had another great, you know, at the doctor's office, I did not have to wait in terms of like waiting room experience. I literally walked up, paid my copay, and the lady said, "Don't sit down, you're coming right in." So I literally, I mean, I went from there to, she weighed me, she did my blood pressure, she did my height, all this kind of stuff. And then I went in, and literally like within, I don't know, 5 minutes, my doctor was there talking to me. And, well, first of all, I should tell you that I had great news from the doctor, because yesterday I had a blood test for my cholesterol. And my cholesterol, now remember, it's been 8 weeks. I went to the doctor for my physical October 16th. Yesterday was December 16th, so it's exactly 8 weeks or 2 months since I went to the doctor last. And remember, at that time, I had high cholesterol and high blood pressure, and, you know, it was too fat and all that stuff. So anyway, this time I got on the scale and I have lost 8 pounds. According to the doctor, I have lost 8 pounds since October 16th. That's 8 weeks. That's a pound a week. She was, I cannot tell you how pleased she was. She's like, "Well, you did exactly what I asked you to do. No more than a pound a week because of your liver. Because if you lose weight too fast, it does something. It adds the fat onto the liver. I don't know. It's just not a good thing." So anyway, she said, "You're doing a good job with the weight loss." So I lost 8 pounds. And she told me my results of my cholesterol test. When I was there in October, my cholesterol was 257. Today it was 202. So I have dropped 55 points on my cholesterol. And she was ecstatic. However, she said, "My triglycerides are still high." But they had come down too. They had come down like 89 points, but they're still high. So she was like, just like, you know, you're just doing everything right. You've lost weight. Your cholesterol's down. She took my blood pressure. My blood pressure was down. Well, of course, because I'm on blood pressure medication. And I'm just getting sidetracked because I'm looking at Twitter and there's a tweet from Guru Nudi. It says, "Archer, I think the Archer theme song is still one of the classiest podcast openings in the industry." Well, thank you, Guru Nudi. And that is all due to John Ong, you know. That is John Ong's doing completely. Now, I have moved to the transition when I'm not using the one that sings Archer Radio, because I don't call it Archer Radio anymore. It's just Archer. But anyway, totally got sidetracked. Thank you, Guru Nudi. Anyway, back to the doctor. So talking to the doctor, and she's telling me, you know, giving my results, and we're talking about all this stuff, and you know, she's giving me my results, and we're talking, and she's saying, you know, you're just doing amazing things. In 8 weeks, you've done so much. And she said the biggest thing is that you've quit smoking, and you've stuck with it now for, let's see, August, September, October, November, 4 months that you've kept the non-smoking, and I have, and she's very pleased. I mean, she was just like gushing with like, you're doing so well. You're doing so well. Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. The only thing she asked me to add to my regimen of stuff is to start taking fish oil to help with the cholesterol. So I need to take fish oil. Well, the reason she wants me to take the fish oil, because she said she doesn't want to put me on a medication for the cholesterol, for the triglyceride thing. So she said, let's try fish oil, because fish oil is supposed to work. And so I have to go back to her in 3 months to see if the cholesterol has been improved at all. And then I talked with her about the Wellbutrin, because, you know, I ran out of Wellbutrin, I don't know, what, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, something like that. And I told her that when I was on the Wellbutrin, I liked how it made me not get upset about things as much, and I, you know, didn't worry about it as much. She goes, well, it is an anti-anxiety medication. So I asked her, I said, is it possible that I could, you know, stay on that for a while? Because I was explaining to her that I'm a school teacher, I teach little kids, and this class is the worst class I've ever had, and they're causing me lots of stress, but I'm not feeling it as much when I'm on the Wellbutrin. So she said, well, of course, that's certainly understandable. So she's going to let me stay on for 6 months. I think that's what it is, 6 months. What's 180? Yeah, no, yeah, 6 months. So I'm going to stay. No, it's 9 months. Wait. She gave me 180 tablets taken twice a day. That's 90 days with 2 refills. So that's 180. Wait, that's almost a year. Is that right? I don't know. But I will be on it. And I told her I just wanted to be on it until June, until school's out. And then I'll probably, you know, wean myself off it for the next school year. And she said, absolutely, that's fine. So she gave me the prescription for that. And then that was it. And I went to the pharmacy because I go to Kaiser. And, you know, everything's right there in the building. So I went to the pharmacy. And they had, because she put in the prescription as we were talking, when we were done talking, and by the time I got downstairs, they had the prescription ready for me. I mean, it was just, everything just went so fast today. I got to the doctor at 1:30, and I was walking out of the door to go back to my car at 2:05. I was like, this is just going way too fast. But no, it was great. That's the fastest, you know, doctor's appointment I've had ever, probably, with Kaiser. But I was thinking that maybe people are not sick or... Well, the place was empty today, too. It was pretty empty, so I don't know. It just went too well. Like, the whole dentist trip and the doctor trip went just so well. And back to the dentist, there was nobody in the waiting room. I only had to sit there. No, I didn't even sit there at that one either. I just noticed the people who were in there. There was one lady in the waiting room, but she didn't talk to me or anything because I was only there for like 3 minutes, and then I went in. Anyway. So great experiences at the doctor and the dentist today, except for the dentist having to redo my crown. But that's not a big deal, as long as I wasn't feeling the pain that I was feeling before. So this is fine. I'll be able to eat whatever. So I did all of that stuff today, and now I have to go back to work tomorrow. And I hate going back to work. Oh, I just hate it. But I will. It's just Friday, and then we have it off. Oh, and speaking of that, I don't know if you've been following the news of, well, probably not, or maybe the Weather Channel, I should say, but they are expecting a big winter storm this weekend in the Mid-East, or the, what do you call it? Mid-Eastern, I don't know what they call it. It's Mid-Atlantic. What am I thinking? Okay, fuck me, I'm crazy. Mid-Atlantic states, because there's a low pressure system off the coast of like Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, all those areas down there, and it's supposed to work its way north this weekend. And because we have very cold air in place, it was only 38 degrees today, and it's like going to get down to like 26 degrees tonight, or 24 degrees or something like that. And the cold air is supposed to stay in place for the next couple days. And as this low front comes up the coast, it's supposed to dump, get this, 6 to 12 inches of snow in my area from Friday night, late Friday night into late Saturday night. So it's going to be crazy, crazy this weekend with the snow. And actually, the boyfriend just wrote me back. He's talking about bring movies and stuff to his house so that we can snuggle all weekend. Yeah, because I'm going to his place this weekend. So anyway, we are expecting a big snowstorm starting late tomorrow night into Saturday night and dumping 6 to 12 inches of snow on the ground. And then what I'm hoping is it stays cold so that maybe Monday school will be canceled. It would be our luck that once they call for something big like this, that nothing actually happens, or we get a couple flakes and we won't see it. But we'll see how it goes. Now, some of you noticed that I put a video on the website, but differently than I normally do. I was trying to embed a video in my post instead of, because, you know, before you always had to click on the picture, then a new window would open up to play the video. And I liked that for years. I like how that worked, but I was thinking to myself, there's got to be a way to put the video right in the website so that it just plays when you click on the picture instead of opening up another window. So I did some research. I had some time last night, did some research, and figured out what code I needed to put in there to make it work. And I embedded a little video. It's Archer Video 234 called Embed. It's like, I don't know, maybe a minute long at the most. I doubt it, but anyway, maybe it's like 30 seconds. In any case, I put it in the feed as well as an enclosure, but it never showed up for me in iTunes. So I want to ask, if you saw the video, Archer Video 234 Embed on Wednesday, December 16th, if that showed up in the feed in your iTunes, please let me know. Send me a message or call the voicemail line, because it never showed up in the feed for me. So I'm thinking that only the people who went to the website got to see the video, or got to see that, or at least tested out that it worked in their browser, because I've had a couple people, I think I've had three or four comments, people explaining to me what configuration they use. Like Maupassant said, works fine in Firefox with MPlayer plugin under Linux. Mike Perry says, I was able to see it with Firefox on a Vista PC at work. However, earlier on my iMac running Snow Leopard in Safari, I just got a QuickTime logo with a question mark on it. Now, that's not good, Mike Perry. I wonder if that is any different now. And then Warren says, the video opened fine on Safari on an iMac running Snow Leopard. Did you do this with your iPod Nano? Oh, actually, no, Warren, I did not do this with the iPod Nano. If you listen, I don't know if you listen to the, wait, what does he say? I check out your blog every morning. You're part of my day. Cheers. Happy weather. Happy whatever. Thank you, Warren. No, I did not use my iPod Nano. I used the built-in EyeSight camera on the iMac. So I think I got one more comment. Maybe I need to approve it. So it's working in different configurations, but it sounds like Mike Perry was unable to do it with Safari. Because it's working fine in my Safari, and I've checked it out in Firefox as well, and that works. But I don't know about other browsers, so that's interesting. Because if it worked, this is how I wanted to do my videos from now on. Make them fit right in the web page, on the post, so that it's right there in the post instead of having to open another window. So I'll just, keep fooling with that. I think the other comment, yes, because I know I didn't approve it yet, I'm going to, had something to do with Chrome, like it wasn't playing in Chrome, which is the new Google browser. I downloaded it, but I don't use that, so I'm going to have to check that out. Yeah. All right, so I think that's all I have, boys and girls. So I'm much healthier today, getting healthier. Just have to watch my triglycerides, and she said that has to do with sugars and carbohydrates, which, you know, I love the sugars and the carbohydrates. Can't give those up, but I'm going to have to. And I have to start taking fish oil. But besides that, I keep the same regimen going that I've been doing. She said, continue to lose the weight. That's a good job. Just keep it around a pound a week or so, and you'll be good. You know, in terms of helping the liver. So, yeah. So that's all I have for today. I'm thinking that if I am snowbound with a boyfriend this weekend, I might try to get him to do a podcast. Because he has not been on the show in a long time. So I'll take all my stuff with me over to his house and be ready to podcast with him. I think we're going to exchange gifts this weekend. This will be our Christmas weekend. So, yeah. Anyway, that's all I have for today. So have a great weekend, unless you hear from me later. So maybe you'll be stuck in snow, too. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, that's all for today. Until next time. Bye.